Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is wishing you the happiest of holidays. And to kick off the season of giving, DraftKings has new promotions and odds boost every day this week. Football teams are in the hunt to secure their place in the playoffs, while college basketball season is just getting underway. No better place to get in on all the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we now get to talk about a winning streak. How about that?
Yeah, it's like I was thinking of Major League. Is when the manager says, that, my friends, is a winning streak. Two in a row. It counts.
It definitely does. And I'll tell you what, a couple weeks ago, we were actually talking about James Franklin losing the team. I mean, you're 0-5. All those high expectations, the top 10 ranking is thrown out the door. And you and I and a lot of other folks have been very critical of James Franklin. But you have to give him and his coaching staff credit for keeping this team together after an 0-5 start.
Oh, yeah, that was not fear-mongering or jumping on any kind of bandwagon on our part. I think that was a very valid way to watch how this team competed down the home stretch. When the season had officially gotten away, 0-5, the wheels had come off. I think you're watching to see, are they going to pack it in? Are they going to try to make all the little improvements and try to rally together and make something of this season? And I think that's what you've seen unfold. I think you've seen, you know, in back-to-back games, a better, cleaner game plan and better execution all around, better effort, better starts to the game. So all the little things, I don't even think they were that little, but all the things that were going wrong through 5 weeks, they've managed to kind of stem that tide and do better in all those areas. And you see that if you just execute a little bit better, and if you're not dreary getting on that opening kickoff in that first half, this is a talented team that can beat a lot of teams in the country if they just don't beat themselves. And I think you've seen that the last 2 weeks. It doesn't hurt that these last two opponents have been very beatable, but you still have to go out there and do it, especially against Rutgers, which I know we'll get into some of the nuts and bolts of the game, but that's a team that's not going to beat itself under Greg Schiano, and Penn State had to go out there and do it, and they did it.
And that's a good way to put it. Getting into the nuts and bolts of the game, let's hold off on that for a minute. There was one other thing that I took note of. The players that they lost, and you know, as much as they still were probably more talented than all but one of the teams that they played this season, the loss of Micah Parsons and Noah Kane and Journey Brown and now Pat Freiermuth, obviously they hurt this team. But it's fascinating to me, if you look at those positions, say at running back, we now have the true freshman, you know, picking up the mantle. At tight end, where Pat Freiermuth is out, the tight ends are now starting to step up. And I would even argue at linebacker, where you lost Micah Parsons, it was devastating the first several games. We are now starting to see those young linebackers stepping up.
Yeah, and sometimes it just takes a little time. I think the idea of preparedness was an interesting theme before the season began because of all the things that happened. And Penn State really being one of the least equipped teams in the country to deal with not having spring practice, to deal with all this uncertainty and chaos and trying to install a new offense, new position coaches at three other spots. I mean, there was a lot going on. And I know we discussed that ad nauseum before the season began, but I still think that as this was unfolding, we weren't really giving that as much attention as maybe we should have. You know, this was a Penn State needed a lot of stuff to go right to start the year. You know, I think they needed a good bounce or two. I think they needed a situation where they stayed healthy, and that's just not how things went. They did not get a good bounce against Indiana, certainly in overtime, a 50-50 call that went against them. And you lose Noah Cain in that game. How ready was Devin Ford to be the guy, you know, when he started September at third on the depth chart? So you just needed a little time at a lot of these positions to try to figure out what's what, and for these guys to get a little experience under their belts in new situations and new positions. And I think, again, it circles back to James Franklin and the staff deserving some credit here of getting these guys eventually into positions where they're able and willing and ready to be successful. And as you mentioned, in all those spots, you know, running back, there's always, you know, a silver lining whenever you do have injuries. It does present opportunities to guys, and you get to learn about them sooner than you would have otherwise. That's Kevon Lee. And a tight end with Pat Freiermuth out the past 2 weeks, I think you've seen, you know, Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson really show some promise both as receivers and certainly as blockers too. And, you know, Parker Washington has stepped up to the plate the past few weeks, in particular touchdown pass against Rutgers. You've seen all these situations where they needed somebody to emerge. It's happened. It just didn't happen right away.
Exactly. And I've actually heard friends talk about, gee, going into next year now, won't that running back room look great? You know, the current running backs, and you get Noah Cain back. Hey, tight end all of a sudden after Pat Freiermuth looks like a strength anyway. So there are a lot of good things now that we're seeing in these last two games. All right, Dustin, let's do get into the nuts and bolts of the Rutgers game. I usually like to start with the offense because that's more fun to talk about. But today, I want to start with the defense because they really stood out in this game. Again, you might say, well, it's Rutgers, and there was a lot of wind affecting the offensive play calling and what the offenses could do. But this group really stood out, and let's start right up front with the defensive line. They dominated.
Yeah, that line of scrimmage was not moving forward at all. And if you're able to do that against Rutgers, you know, it's not like they're overflowing with playmakers everywhere. If you're able to keep them off schedule, which Penn State was absolutely able to do, that was a lot of energy. They were in the backfield. Often somebody was always seemingly greeting the ball carry before he got to the line of scrimmage. And that played out the entire first half. You saw Rutgers get a little traction later, but that's bound to happen over a 60-minute game. But I thought it was a really good effort from the big guys up front. Antonio Shelton was very good in this game. He's one of those classic examples of somebody really affecting the game from that defensive tackle spot. Then you look at the box score, you just don't see it. You know, that's him in a nutshell, doing that nitty gritty, dirty work, making plays where it sets up other guys to make plays. And I thought that was a really, I think the best effort of the year from those guys up front really, you know, cut Rutgers off at the legs before this game even really got going. And as you mentioned, I think the best game of the season for them. You can say, oh, but it's Rutgers. But Rutgers has found a way to score points against everybody. And I don't think it was just the win conditions. I think Penn State's defense was the number one factor in Rutgers really being slowed down offensively. I know they don't have a ton of weapons, but they do have enough, clearly, that they were averaging over 30 points a game. They score 7 in this one.
Exactly. You can't argue with allowing one touchdown the whole game, and that was even on a short field.
Shouldn't have happened.
Right.
Short field, the circumstances, but yeah, go ahead.
And it was a prayer, you know, they threw the ball up. But before we get to that, there was also last week against Michigan, I said it was fascinating seeing Michigan lose that game. They look like, I said, Penn State did during their losing streak. You know, a coach under fire, quarterback can't decide who to put in there, missed tackles. This week with Rutgers, where it looked like Penn State was on fourth and short. They went for it. At least in hindsight, it was ill-advised the two times they went for it fourth down in their own territory. And they bring in a second quarterback specifically for those fourth and one plays. And that those were huge plays by the Penn State defensive line. And you could say that's where the game was decided, because Penn State ended up scoring off both those stops.
Oh yeah, 100%. And it's nice, I think, to watch your team be on the winning end of those third and fourth and short situations. And James Franklin, that was one of the things he was most complimentary of after the game, was how the defense played in those fourth and one type situations. You know, sometimes you can know what's coming, but the beauty of that power quarterback run is it sometimes doesn't matter if you know what's coming, because you can block it well and you got a guy who can pick up a yard. Penn State defense, they really stepped up to the plate in those situations, filled their gaps, I think stayed very disciplined, and you saw the outcome, made some game-changing plays. And that's what we've been looking for out of this Penn State defense in some form or another, whether that's a turnover, whether it's a turnover on downs, making plays that create some momentum for the other unit, for the offense. And Penn State's defense did that on Saturday better than they have all year.
Dustin, one thing that you and I have talked about often is the philosophical idea of going for it on fourth down. I'm very much a strong advocate for it. The thing is, whenever you make it, it was a great call. And when you don't, of course, it was an awful call. What did you think of the Rutgers coaching staff making the decision to go for it on fourth and one those couple times?
It seemed to me like they knew what they were up against, that they needed to take some risks. And I was expecting more gadgets and that type of risk instead. A fake here or there, something. But I think Rutgers knew what they were up against and knew that they had to do something and be a little bit more aggressive in their play calling to try to make up for the gap that was apparent on paper. And then it was apparent when the game began too, where Penn State had a lot of the momentum early. I think Rutgers coaching staff, I didn't really have a problem with going for it in those situations. And I think they're confident in their ability to pick up a yard because of the quarterback dynamic that they have. Penn State just executed better on those occasions. And that's the whole key against Rutgers. You're going to out-talent them, but what's the execution like? They execute better than a lot of teams in the league, a lot of teams in the country. Penn State matched them in this game, certainly in those fourth and short situations. So a lot of credit, again, goes to Penn State's defense.
Definitely the case, and I'm with you. I was okay with them going for it. I thought it was a smart thing to do. I thought it was good strategy until they didn't make it. Then it wasn't good strategy. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to continue our conversation of Penn State's win over Rutgers.
To kick off the season of giving, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.